The Ike Riley assassination is here today from Chicago. Ike Riley has held a number of blue-collar jobs over the years, including a lengthy stint observing life as a hotel doorman. Thank God he never stopped writing rock songs. His 2001 album Salesman and Racist was a stunner from its Ouija photograph on the cover to the often brutal and totally witty honest rock inside. His new album is called Junkie Faithful, and he and the band start our set off with this song from it called Cara Dean.
This is called The Mixture.
Thank you.
Jack Riley, Assassination, are playing live for us today, and that's The Mixture, and also we heard Carradine, both from Junkie Faithful, the new album. I don't want to make too big a deal of this, but there's this kind of casual biblical kind of Catholic school imagery in a lot of your songs, like the going to the tomb in that song and stuff.
Tombs aren't exclusively Catholic.
True, they are not, but... But am I on the right, in the right direction here? Well, Catholic school upbringing,
not too strict, really. I mean, but you know, Christian upbringing,
right?
But I don't know if that's got to do with why those images are in the song,
right?
More than fear of death,
right, right. Would be and another thing that gets, at least early on, seemed to get thrown at you was this. I guess because of the internal rhyme, you know, and like in some of those songs, the Dylan thing got thrown at you, and then the Westerberg thing got thrown at you. Do you relate to any of those?
You know, white guys with lyrics. You know, that's how I relate to them. You
right,
know?
Right.
Broad subject matter. I think there's that, but you know, other than that, I don't relate to it that much.
Right.
I mean, I like those guys.
Right. Right. Well, and there's something else I heard you talk about a little bit. It's sort of like these songs end up, as any songwriter would do, they're kind of like romanticisms of your life, but they may take them completely out of your life into the true realm of the romantic, I guess, which is something those people have, you have in common with those people, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an imagination, you know? I mean,
right.
People always associate like these things as literal experiences of my life, which they truly aren't. You know, I mean, there might be a line here, an image here, an emotion, but this is an easy artistic medium to make shit up quickly, you know, so it's good for me because I don't have a lot of time.
Which makes sense. We actually met when Salesman and Racist came out, which came out of a tape of yours being sent to an A&R guy and a deal with one of the biggest record companies there is, or at least tangentially kind of came out of that. People have various experiences when they look back on something like that, because people get signed and they get dropped, and that happens all the time, because only about 2% of people ever go all the way through with that kind of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But you look back on that. How do you look back on that?
You know, I was fortunate in a way. I mean, it was not performing at all, and it allowed me to get my friends involved with the band, and we're making records, and now we're in a position where we can continue to do it, not really at the whim of a huge corporation. I mean, so I have, I look back at it as a great experience, you know. I mean, certainly it was, you know, difficult dealing with a big mechanism like that, but.
Right.
No, it was a, you know, I if that didn't happen, you know, I wouldn't be writing these songs now. I'd be doing something else probably.
Now, this record, Junkie Faithful, was made in pretty much the same manner as that one you worked with Ed and the same
thing. Yeah. Well, same manner as what? The first record?
Yeah.
No, because the band exists now.
All right.
So,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
We did, you know, we recorded it together, you know. So in that respect, actually, it was a lot different than that because that was kind of a haphazard session here and there and with different players. I think Dave, our drummer, was the only guy other than Ed on that first recording. And then the Sparkle record was all of us, and now right. This record's all of us. Has been a, you know.
That's a better situation, I would think. I
mean, yeah, great players and guys you can handle for the most part.
Absolutely. Well, you want to switch up to an acoustic to do one, you said?
Yeah, I will. I'll switch. This is God and Money.
Tell me, Mama, tell me about God and Money. I really gotta know what happened to your soul. Tell me, Mama, tell me, should I leave here running and never look your way again? I'm all right now with you. I'm all right now, it's cool. You're living a long time. Tell me, Mama, tell me about sex and dying. I really gotta know. Did you ever open up and flow? Tell me, Mama, tell me, is it worth it trying to make a mark and save your soul? I'm alright now with you. Now it's cool. You're living a long time. Sometimes I get a little lost and lonely. I really can't go on. Always drunk on enemies. Do the darkest dance and puke upon your memory. Stand up to your evil ways. Twist around the things you say. Spit into your fading gaze. Trample on your gazing face. Twist around the things you say. Trample on your yesterdays. But never your tomorrows. Never your tomorrows. Never your tomorrows. Now with you, I'm all right now, it's cool. I'm all right now with you, living a long time. Tell me about God and money. Tell me, Mama, tell me about sex and dying. Tell me, Mama, tell me, is it worth you trying? Tell me, tell me about getting money. Tell me, mama, tell me about getting money. Tell me, mama, tell me about getting money. This is called Suffer for the Trust. One, two, three. They don't pay us enough to suffer for the trust. I'm gonna take what's mine before the cause gets just. Take what's mine before I run out of time, before the face on the monument. Pays me a compliment. Every now and then I think of how it could have been if the candidate I backed had been a good time. Drinks for my enemies, sunny days in front of me. I used to want love, but now I want money. East Coast, West Coast, I think I like my load. And dump my luggage and fall in line. Stuck in the middle with no voice and no coast. Nothing but a river and a shoreline. They don't pay us enough to suffer for the trust. I'm gonna take what's mine before the cause gets just. Take what's mine before I run. Time before the face on the monument pays me a compliment. I'd like to thank the Academy once again for letting me stand up here to tell you how I. And when I win again, I think I bring my girlfriend and leave my mama back in East Moline. Yeah, when I win again, I think I thank the serviceman and the government, cause now I got money, they're my friends. The teachers and the realtors, the rotary and police, they're posse with the philosophy of what it is to live free. Be free. To be free. To be free. They don't pay us enough to suffer for the trust. I'm gonna take what's mine.
Suffer for the Trust finishes up our session today. Another one from Junkie Faithful, the new one from the Ike Riley Assassination. How did the band become the Assassination? Was that, was it the IRA thing or
no? It was an attempt to kill the singer-songwriter image because we've been out playing as a band so much. After our first year of being on tour with the likes of John Mayer, I didn't want to ever let that happen to me again with anybody like that. So we were essentially a rock and roll band. And
that's changed dramatically where you get booked. You get booked in a lot of, I see it, a lot of rock and roll clubs.
Yeah.
Different thing. How has it been getting the songs to go over in that, you know, mostly a pure rock and roll club kind of situation?
Well, they go over really well. And even in those environments, you know, we will strip it down as well, too. But, I mean, the shows are pretty broad emotionally and sonically, I'd say, unless we are emotionally and sonically not grounded.
Right.
But if it, I'd say we connect really well to people in both rock and roll venues and any other kind of venue, really.
The other ones. Well, thank you again for bringing the band back.
Thanks for having us.